local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Very busy Tuesday here at News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Informative, local, and dependable. It is December 19th, 2023. All of today's top headlines coming up. Very busy, as I mentioned, especially here locally. Local headlines just a few minutes away after traffic and weather. Together, we start, as always, with our top three stories. The latest regarding Israel is that the UN Security Council met again today, voting on whether to call for a ceasefire. That's a resolution that the U.S. vetoed earlier this month. And this comes as talks around securing another hostage deal that would include a pause in fighting appears to be at a standstill, although the Biden administration remains hopeful for a breakthrough. A new international task force led by the U.S. will defend commercial cargo ships from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
All that underscores the dependence that these economies have around the world on the strategic trade. Bottom line is, these attacks have to stop. They need to stop. They're unacceptable.
That from National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The initiative includes several countries, including the UK, Canada, France, Bahrain, and others. Documents that name many of Jeffrey Epstein's associates are going to be unsealed early next year. A federal judge in New York ordered the court documents to be made public. They're part of a settled civil lawsuit that claims that Ghislaine Maxwell assisted in the sexual abuse of Virginia Jeffrey. Maxwell, once Epstein's lover, is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence. Those are top three stories today around the nation and world. Our top story here locally is closing arguments in a verdict are likely happening tomorrow in the murder trial of Keith Agee, accused of fatally shooting 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims inside the Home Depot store on Davis Highway in August. Channel 3 in the courtroom today when Agee himself took the stand, saying he had tested positive for an STD a few days after being intimate with Sims.
I remember pointing out my finger. I never got close enough even to touch her. I said, hey, you gave me something. And she said, not this again. And turned around and proceeded to walk off from me.
How did that make you feel?
I've never been so mad in my life.
And Agee would go on to testify that after Sims turned and walked away, he pulled the gun from his waistband and shot her. His mother, Sheila Agee, is also charged with first-degree murder, accused of helping to orchestrate Agee's activities on that day. 5:14, we will pause just briefly for a check of our roads and weather before getting more local headlines. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we had a couple of accident reports near the intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway and Pine Forest Road, and that is still very much congested. If you are in that area, you're going to be encountering some trouble there. Also, a lot of the issues that we were seeing on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile has seemingly cleared up. But if you're traveling southbound, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 westbound, expect some issues there. We've just got some slight congestion in that area. Same can be said about West 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that is still looking slightly backed up. And Airport Boulevard, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, or on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis, there's just some minor congestion, nothing too severe. Lastly, North Davis Highway itself, if you are traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, you may experience some traffic here and there. Moving over to Santa Rosa County, the biggest one right now is Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, that is still heavily backed up.
All right, thank you very much. Channel 3, First Warning Weather.
It's going to be another chilly night with overnight lows mainly in the upper 30s, give or take depending on location. Cooler inland, not quite as cool along the immediate coast. Now, clouds start to roll back into the skies, and we'll see some of that cloud cover on Wednesday. Highs will be in the 50s. The weather dry for the next several days, but looking ahead to the Christmas holiday, there's a high chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Should be cooling down here a bit over the next hour. 51 degrees now. So it's already started. 40 degrees overnight low, probably in the 30s. Further inland we go. 55 and mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Elsewhere in our local headlines today, Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his last news conference here before the Christmas holiday. Some important updates. Number one, the red light cameras. So the city council at their last meeting held the first reading of the ordinance to move forward with that pilot program. So the mayor says that after the second reading in January, they'll be working on getting contracts agreed to and the equipment set up with the goal to be up and running by summertime.
The three worst intersections for the last decade, year in, year out, pretty much, I believe almost always ranked 1, 2, 3 in some order, were 9th and Airport, 9th and Bayou, and Davis and Fairfield. Those were the three. Always top three for accidents.
In addition to those three, red light cameras will also go up at 9th and Fairfield and 9th and Gregory. Infractions that will be enforced will be traveling straight through a red as well as making a left turn on a red light. Escambia teachers and staff returning to school in the spring will see more money in their paychecks. Plus, Christmas coming early as teachers and staff in the form of a $500 bonus. Early next year, not just teachers, but all employees with the Escambia Public Schools will be getting a pay raise anywhere between 1% and 8%. It was ratified by the local teachers union with a 97% approval rate. Good news from the City of Pensacola Police Department. The annual Christmas party is bringing joy to dozens of area children and their families.
This year, I will tell you, there are 64 children here in the Pensacola area that will be impacted positively by this program. That's 64 kids, a number of different families.
Chief Eric Randall says they work with community partners to identify children and families in need, and they also pay special attention to families that their officers have come across over the course of the year that have had a special impact on them. That annual Christmas party toy giveaway is taking place on Thursday afternoon, 2 o'clock, at First Baptist Church downtown. And Escambia School District is in the process of hiring 10 new campus security officers. The job posting went live on November 15th and will remain open through January 12th.
The role is to protect the school. If there was someone, you know, God forbid, shooting on a school campus, this is the person that's going to take that person out. We are not just checking boxes to say that we have guardians on campus. We are wanting folks that actually can do the job.
And among the minimum requirements are high school diploma or GED, along with being at least 21 years old. At least 2 years of law enforcement or military experience in the last 10 years is preferred. Starting salary will be $33,642 for 10 months of the year. Just shy of 5:20, we will take our first break this hour, back with state and national headlines. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Christmas is in the air at Pensacola Hardware, and we're ready to get you started on your way to a wonderful holiday season. From indoor to outdoor kitchen accessories and accents, we've got the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, with two websites to help you find what you need. Our contractor site is an excellent resource for supplies or quotes on larger projects, while our housewares and gift sites let you order online from our wide selection to ship or pick up in store. Fill your gift list this Christmas at Pensacola Hardware. Find us at PensacolaHardware.com and PensacolaHardware.net.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Now it is Christmas time. 5:23, News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening. Each and every day, we'll get an update on the roads and weather coming up here shortly. State headlines. Did see this breaking here just a moment ago. Colorado, of course, we've been reporting on this international headlines over the last few weeks regarding whether the Colorado Supreme Court would ban Donald Trump from appearing on the 2024 ballot due to the state's due to the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. So this just in, the Colorado Supreme Court rules that Trump is disqualified from holding office, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, removing him from the state's 2024 ballot. The reporter goes on to say, obviously, the Trump team will appeal to the Supreme Court, in which case, majority of conservatives, will overturn this. So that is the latest there. Colorado Supreme Court just minutes ago disqualifying Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot. So there you go. 5:25, check of the roads and weather before state headlines.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking at traffic here, taking another look. In Pensacola, we had multiple things to report on, as we have so far today. The intersection of Pine Forest Road and North Blue Angel Parkway is still giving us some issues because of some accident reports we were dealing with earlier. So if you're in that area, expect some problems there. Also, we've got some backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards North Blue Angel, so expect issues in that area as well. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 westbound, that is still backed up. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with West Detroit Boulevard, that is developing some minor backups as well. Nothing outlandish at the moment. North Davis Highway, if you are traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, that's going to cause you some issues as well. And Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that has some minor issues, nothing too severe. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, if you're still on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, the backups there are still rather extensive.
It's going to be another chilly night with overnight lows mainly in the upper 30s, give or take, depending on location. Cooler inland, not quite as cool along the immediate coast. Now, clouds start to roll back into the skies, and we'll see some of that cloud cover on Wednesday. Highs will be in the 50s. The weather dry for the next several days, but looking ahead to the Christmas holiday, there's a high chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Down to 50 degrees, down to 40 overnight. The low areas, some areas will get in the 30s. Still chilly tomorrow, 55 for a high. Mostly cloudy skies, too. Should be clearing out tomorrow night with a low of 41 degrees. Around the state of Florida today, Senator Rick Scott speaking out in support of the 2024 defense spending bill. He says it invests in our military's needs to help maintain parity with China's military.
I'm on the Armed Services Committee, and I do everything I can to make sure that they can do their job to defend the freedom of this country. So we did the right thing. We get them a 5.5% pay raise this year.
And Scott adds that the U.S. is also preventing China from buying our land.
And the city of Orlando is hoping to build a permanent memorial for the Deadly Pulse nightclub shooting by its 10-year remembrance. Mayor Buddy Dyer, says that the goal is to ensure the display honors the victims while also showing the resiliency of the city after the 2016 tragedy that killed 49 people and injured 53 others. The city took over the project after the One Pulse Foundation decided to dissolve its efforts.
Also, Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning residents about an uptick in utility bill scams. A scheme is circulating around the state where suspected criminals are threatening to leave victims in the dark unless they send over money immediately. Moody says utility companies will never threaten to disrupt services the first time they contact customers for a late payment.
And a Florida lawmaker is proposing a bill to ban local governments, schools, and state colleges and universities from flying certain flags. Republican State Representative David Barrero's bill is aimed at preventing the display of flags with a political viewpoint, including sexual orientation, race, or gender. The bill will be considered when the next legislative session begins in January.
Also, the governor has an idea for what you can get the sportsman in your life this Christmas. Governor DeSantis yesterday highlighting the Great Outdoors Initiative and discounts available for hunting and fishing licenses. Floridians can get half off on the FWC Gold Sportsman hunting and fishing licenses and annual passes at state parks. The discounts will be available through January 13th. A quick rundown here of our top three stories today. The UN Security Council meeting again today, expecting to vote on whether to call for a ceasefire. U.S. vetoed that resolution earlier this month. A new international task force led by the U.S. will defend commercial cargo ships from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea that will include the U.K., Canada, France, Bahrain, as well as other countries. And if you didn't catch it just a couple of minutes ago, breaking news is in Colorado, the Supreme Court ruling that Donald Trump is disqualified from holding office, and he will not be allowed to appear on the state's 2024 primary ballot. That, of course, will be challenged by the U.S. Supreme Court, and I would think that that would be overruled by the majority conservative justices
most likely
on the Supreme Court there. So that's a look at our top three stories. Coming back, a lot more national headlines. Look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight as well, health, business, and science, too. Pensacola right now, 5:30. Real quick, major slowdowns on our roadways, anything? Any major things?
The main one right now has been if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, and we had an accident at the intersection of North Blue Angel and Pine Forest Road.
All right, text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-2626-111. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The White House is calling a new Texas border measure extreme. The Justice Department considering legal action one day after it was signed into law.
The new law, signed Monday by Governor Greg Abbott, allows state law enforcement to arrest people suspected of crossing the border illegally, giving local police powers that have been long reserved for federal officials.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Airports nationwide bracing for a large number of travelers this holiday season. Fox's Casey Stiegel at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
As of right now, TSA says overall traffic at its checkpoints is more than 14% higher this year compared to last. AAA projects more than 7.5 million will fly to their destinations.
AAA predicting also more than 100 million Americans will travel by car. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Some people get socks for Christmas, but others may get stocks. Oppenheimer today named its top large-cap stock pick for 2024, and it's a familiar name, Microsoft. While the tech giant's shares are up a sharp 55% year-to-date, Oppenheimer says there should be more upside in the year ahead, thanks to Microsoft's unique AI position. It has a major stake in ChatGPT developer OpenAI. Microsoft shares currently go for about $373 each, but Oppenheimer believes it will go up another 10% next year. Well, this may end up being the strongest holiday season for online shopping since the pandemic year of 2020. CNBC's All-America Economic Survey conducted a few weeks ago found 57% of Americans naming online shopping sites as their top one or two destinations for holiday gifts. Amazon and Walmart at number one and two, not surprisingly. Stocks rose again today. The Dow Industrials with another fresh closing high up 252 points. The S&P gained 27 today. That's Your Money Now.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. With 3 weeks left in the season, there are three clear Coach of the Year candidates. D'Amico Ryans and Kevin Stefanski are both more than deserving, but my vote would go to Shane Steichen. Steichen's roster was pretty bare when he got to Indy, and somehow he has this Colts team on the verge of making the playoffs at 8-6, with the Falcons, Raiders, and Texans left on their schedule. And Steichen is having this incredible season with Gardner Minshew as his quarterback, and he's only had his best player, Jonathan Taylor, for 7 games. I'm Zach Gelb.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, can I afford my son's travel hockey team? What if my daughter doesn't get that soccer scholarship? Will I be able to enjoy golf in retirement? At Empower, we know these questions can be stressful. We're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at Empower.com. Sponsored by Empower Personal Wealth.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
But the fire is so delightful, babe. And since we've no place to go,
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. The talk of the town so far has been the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway and Pine Forest Road. We had some accident reports in that area that were causing some congestion, and they still are, though it has seemed to lessen some. The same cannot be said about Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards that intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. That is still heavily backed up at the moment. Pine Forest Road, though, getting back to that, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10, you're going to experience some pretty severe backups there, as we so often see this time of day. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards East 10 Mile Road. If you are in that area, look out for that. We've got some minor congestion starting to back up in that area. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, is still causing some minor issues. Same can be said about North Davis Highway itself if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. As for Santa Rosa County, the big hitter right now is if you're traveling on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, that is still heavily backed up at the moment.
Lows overnight will be down in the upper 30s. Some inland areas a little bit colder, and along the immediate coast, more like between 40 and 45. Clouds start to move back into the skies. We'll see significant cloud cover on Wednesday, highs in the 50s. Dry for several days, but the Christmas holiday offers a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, so we're not getting a white Christmas.
Yeah, I know. We're getting a warm Christmas.
Yeah. Right now, 51 degrees, 40 overnight tonight with partly cloudy skies. Cloudy again tomorrow with a high of 55. Around the nation and world today, 4 people dead and hundreds of thousands are without power after the massive storm that hit New England. The region battered with high winds and heavy rain last night. Trees knocked down, power lines, and at least 4 people dead. 2 were killed by falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine.
And airports will be very busy the next couple of weeks for the holidays. The TSA is predicting a 6% increase in travel at airports nationwide compared to last year on the three busiest travel days of the holiday season. The TSA predicts that those days will be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day.
In New York, they're now looking into potential slavery reparations.
More than giving people a simple apology 150 years later, this bill makes it possible to have a conversation, a reasoned debate about what we want the future to look like.
That's Governor Kathy Hochul signing a bill today that orders the creation of a 9-member commission to study the state's history on slavery. And the commission will look into appropriate remedies and reparations and potential policy and legislative solutions.
And the judge in the Brian Koberger case has denied defense motions to dismiss the charges. One motion claimed that a grand jury indictment needed beyond reasonable doubt, but the judge ruled Idaho law requires only probable cause for an indictment. The judge also denied a request to dismiss charges over prosecutorial. Am I saying that right? Prosecutorial?
Sure.
I'm saying it right enough.
I think so, Got it.
The people understand. Misconduct and inadmissible evidence.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott signing into law the measure that makes it illegal entry or re-entry into Texas, a state crime with penalties ranging from 180 days all the way up to 20 years in prison. The legislation mirrors the federal law that makes illegal entry at the U.S. border a misdemeanor and illegal re-entry a felony.
It is very much in line with what Republicans, many Republicans, like to do or tend to do, which is demonize immigrants and also dehumanize immigrants.
That from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The law goes into effect in March of 2024, though several organizations are already planning for legal challenges there. That's a look at what's happening around the nation and world today, 5:41. Austin, what's happening in the sports world today?
Well, we got a TNT doubleheader, Grizzlies at Pelicans. That tips off at around 6:30. Ja Morant, the infamous Ja Morant, is back from his 25-game suspension tonight. After that, it's the Celtics at Warriors at 9 o'clock. The Celtics at 20-5 are the top team in the Eastern Conference so far, and they're tied with the Timberwolves as the best in the league. As for college football, this is a game going on tonight. The Frisco Bowl between 8-4 UTSA, that's University of Texas at San Antonio, and 6-6 Marshall, that kicks off at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Normally, that's probably a game that a lot of people would ignore, Joe, but the thing is, yesterday's game was that was a heck of a what's the word? Nail biter. That was a good one.
A barn burner?
Yeah, a barn burner, sure. And in the NFL, the Seahawks stunned the Eagles 20-17 last night behind backup QB Drew Locke. The win drops Philly to 10-4 and keeps the Cowboys as top dogs in the NFC East race. And as we had hinted at the other day, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is indicating that he won't be playing again this year.
Nope.
He appeared on the Pat McAfee show, and he said it would have been, quote, an absolute no-brainer for a playoff game, but the Jets were eliminated from postseason contention on Sunday. He added if he were 100% today, he'd be pushing to play, but he's not. Could that just be like, you know, because you mentioned this the other day. You said, okay, is this like a thing for him to say that he kind of beat science, but he didn't have to prove it? Is that like a guise of humility there? Like, I know I'm not at 100%. You know, like he's trying to give the people that, but obviously he's not at 100%.
I don't know what Aaron's intentions are or like his motivations. It certainly came across, and you know, a lot of people were like, bro, there's no way.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't know. I
think
it's always
lucky.
Just felt like that we were headed here and that,
yeah,
you know, it's a storyline, and every now and then, you know, he'll go on McAfee's show and he'll just say, oh, you know, he'll start something. And then, you know, it's like he like starts a fire and then says, whoa, who in the world started this thing? Like, yeah. And we just kind of went through this for several months now about, oh, will he, won't we? Will he, won't he, rather. And it's just like, okay, there's going to come a point in the season, because we all knew it. We all saw it because of how bad the Jets were.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to play.
That's
like, he's not going to do this.
He's lucky that missing the playoffs gave him a cop-out.
Yeah, well, and it's like the whole thing of like, well, you know, he can say whatever he wants to, but he'll never, you know, be able to prove himself wrong in that sense, because it's like, well, I would have if this wasn't. Well, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
On that, 5:45 health, business, and science notes right after traffic and weather together.
All right, so most of the backups that we were seeing at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and North Blue Angel Parkway has seemingly died down. So if there's some issues in that area, it hopefully won't hold you up for too much longer. Mobile Highway, though, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, that is lessening as well, but it is still far more severe, so look out for that. Also, still on Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, that is still heavily backed up, so expect some issues if you are in that area. Other than that, the biggest one right now in Pensacola itself is Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, you may experience some minor issues there. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, this one we've been covering all day. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, going over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, that is still backed up rather convincingly.
Yeah, and I think I don't go to downtown Milton very much. But
me neither, and I live
there. I believe that is the worst traffic light ever.
No, okay. I have been there enough to tell you that it stinks. That one, yes, it is horrible.
So yeah, there you go. That's probably the reason. Health, business, and science notes today. Google agreeing to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
They essentially effectively maintained a monopoly and gouged consumers and developers in the process.
All 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands were as part of the settlement.
And the cinnamon applesauce pouches with lead contamination that sickened many children had lead levels more than 2,000 times higher than the proposed standards. The FDA is continuing to investigate the Ecuador facility linked with the puree pouches sold under the Wanabana, Weiss, and Schnucks brands. An FDA official told Politico last week that the contamination seemed to be an intentional act.
A global cinema box office is expected to drop next year after a post-pandemic recovery. Box office research firm Grower Street Analytics attributes that to the recent writers and actors strikes. The projection puts the year's total 20% below the average of 2017 to 2019, the last three pre-pandemic years.
And Bill Gates says that a massive technology boom is on the horizon for 2024. The billionaire former Microsoft CEO wrote in his annual blog post this year that it was the first year he used artificial intelligence for work and serious reasons. He said scientists next year will be working on the fine-tuning AI to make improvements. He also predicted high-income countries, including the United States, are two or fewer years away from the general population using AI at a significant level.
Pop culture notes. Austin, this seems like a movie that you would enjoy.
Okay.
Netflix is releasing a first look at its upcoming film, Spaceman.
Okay.
The movie stars Adam Sandler as an astronaut on a mission at the edge of the solar system, who realizes his marriage may not be waiting for him when he returns home. Sandler's character then finds a mysterious creature from the beginning of time hiding in his ship, and it helps him make sense of what went wrong before it's too late.
That's so stupid. I mean, what makes you think I'd be into that? You know what? Typically, I know you make jokes like that often, but no, I want you all to hear this. What do you think? What makes you think that I can relate to that?
Oh, it's not really about relating to it. It's literally the worst synopsis for a film that I've ever heard in my life. And so,
well,
your love of below average to mediocre films,
I do not like.
I
mediocre
thought that you
films.
would appreciate that. I'm sorry. I thought yeah, I had that pegged right.
Whatever. I will say Adam Sandler that. If you just told me the plot and the script did not say Adam Sandler, I would have probably predicted Adam Sandler would be in it.
Oh, really?
That sounds like a plot he would do, because not because he does bad movies, but he does goofy movies. A new scratch-off game is being offered by the Texas Lottery. It has a second chance prize that's truly out of this world, speaking of the space theme. Anyone who doesn't win a prize on the new $1 million cash blast ticket can enter a second chance drawing for a trip to Florida's Kennedy Space Center. During the trip, four people, plus their invited guest, will be selected for a flight to the edge of space provided by a company called Space perspective. During the flight, one of the travelers will also be awarded $100,000.
Yeah, if I won't be a part of this, obviously, because I'm not in the state of Texas. If I
that
was and I won that, forget the $1 million, I mean, that would be awesome. But if you're telling me that I and five other people get a trip, no, I'm sorry, four people plus one, so me and four others, are going to the edge of space and one of us gets $100,000, I'm not letting you on that ship unless that we agree to split that five ways.
I mean, that's fair, because yeah. I don't know how you would choose that. And I would be, I hope you don't find out on the spacecraft, because if you do, it's like, well, you ain't leaving until you give me some of that money.
5:50, final break on hour number two. Back with some pop culture, wacky stories, and good news on Pensacola right now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
This is Lindsay and Chill Out Cryo Spa wishing you a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Heather Hurst with DR Horton wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing, 8 maids
a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather. A lot of the backups that we were dealing with in Pensacola has seemingly started to break up a bit. That includes the intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway and Pine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards that intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. Pine Forest Road, though, is still having some issues. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that is still backed up, but hopefully it will not be that way for too much longer. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's still giving us some slight issues. Other than that, in Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, that is still heavily backed up, but it is starting to break up just a bit.
Lows overnight will be down in the upper 30s. Some inland areas a little bit colder, and along the immediate coast, more like between 40 and 45. Clouds start to move back into the skies. We'll see significant cloud cover on Wednesday, highs in the 50s. Dry for several days, but the Christmas holiday offers a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Another chilly night tonight. It's down to 49 currently. High 30s, 40 degrees thereabouts for the low tomorrow. We're at mostly cloudy with a high of 55. Taking a look at some pop culture notes. So we talked about that film Spaceman that Austin's super geeked up for. Actor Jonathan Majors dropped by Marvel after being found guilty in his domestic violence trial in New York City. I really thought that he had a chance. You know, Chadwick Boseman, I would say Denzel, that level of African-American actors, you know, there's a one or two kind of in generationally. I really thought that he had a chance to be that. And especially, you know, with the Marvel movies as he was Kang,
big money maker,
or Kong, you know, whatever, however it's pronounced. But so obviously a fortunate situation there, found guilty in a split verdict yesterday. But yeah, we'll see what route Marvel decides to go in moving forward.
Yes, and Celine Dion's sister says that the singer no longer has control of her muscles. Celine revealed last December that she had been diagnosed with Moersch-Waltman syndrome. I'm sure I pronounced that perfectly. Also known as stiff person syndrome. She was forced to cancel tour dates that she had planned for this year. Her sister said the hope is that Celine can one day return to the stage. Yeah.
Wacky story. A Virginia woman who was surveying a thrift store recently found a vase that caught her eye. It was shaped like a bottle and had ribbons of color, aqua green and amethyst purple. Spiraled up the glass surface like stripes of paint.
Very nice.
She paid $3.99 for it. It turns out the vase was produced by the renowned glass company Vanini, and it was designed by architect Carlo Scarpa. Jessica Vincent did some research, found out how valuable it could be, decided to sell it through an auction house, and ended up selling it for $107,000. I guess I need to take up thrifting, man. Because
I guess so. You'll find some diamonds in the rough, literally. Mm-hmm. And a pair of gold Nike shoes that we had discussed this. They were donated to the Portland Rescue Mission. They were gauged to be around, like 10,000, but it said as high as 20,000. They were sold at Sotheby's. Yep. Sotheby's. I'm not familiar with that. For $50,800. The shoes were found in a donation bin. They were confirmed to be Nike Air Jordan 3 retro shoes designed for Spike Lee and his Oscar nomination. The shoes were designed by Nike's Tinker Hatfield. He donated a previously unpublished design concept board and a special box originally made for the shoes.
Yeah, I mean, Tinker Hatfield, I don't know if you, did you see the movie Air?
No, but okay. My dad wanted to see it with me. We just never got around to it.
Gotcha. Yeah, Tinker Hatfield, definitely one of the main cogs in the Nike machine.
Wow.
Throughout the years, definitely around the time Michael Jordan was signed there as well. Also here in some good news, let's see, did the Nike one. Okay.
Yeah.
Crystal was 6 years old when Dave Pullen began transporting her over 170 miles from her home in Indiana to Shriners Children's Hospital in St. Louis. Dave was a volunteer as a hospital transportation driver, and over the course of 10 trips, he became kind of her driver dad, and that led to a friendship and a strong bond that's lasted now over three decades. As the years rolled on, Dave became sick. Doctors told him he needed a kidney transplant. Crystal found out about that and wouldn't take no for an answer, and was able to return the favor once she found out that they shared the same blood type. So
that's
very
awesome.
Good story there. That'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.